Good morning, Janie in Port Douglas. How are you, Jane?
Morning, Dave. I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad. You have experienced, unfortunately, a kitchen fire. How did yours start? Was it hot chips?
No, it wasn't. It was hot oil, but I was cooking papadums, so I'm going to cook papadums.
Right. So, papadums, you're heating up the oil, and then what happened?
So, my friends, our neighbours, decided to invite us over to have a look at their pool that was just being built.
Okay.
So, we wandered over there, and I totally forgot that I'd actually put the oil on. And then we were over there, and I said to my husband, did I put that oil on? I better just go and check. So, by the time I got back, the whole stove was on fire, the ceiling was on fire, the rainford was on fire.
Oh, my God.
Everything was on fire.
Were you calm and did you know what to do or did you just completely freak out?
No, I was half calm. I was like, oh, my God, I've got to get it out. So I went to grab a towel, which was dry, and put it over the oil. I thought, no, that's dry. It's going to burn. I have to wet it. So then I went and wet the towel and came back and I got the fire out in the pot, but I couldn't get the fire out on the range hood because it was upside down.
Jeez.
So I'm like, how am I going to get this? So I did what Inky did. I ran out into the street and just started screaming, Andrew, thinking that he's going to come. Which he didn't. The neighbour from down the road ran into the house where he was still looking at the pool and said, your wife's out there screaming. I think you might need to go and see what she wants.
How much damage, Janie? Like, there was a lot?
We had to move out for 2 weeks and they had to repaint the whole ceiling.
Mm.
Replaced the whole kitchen and everything that was electronic or electric had to be thrown away and we got replacement stuff.
Yeah, horrible experience for you, Janie. Papadums. It's the papadums. Hey, good
on
you, Jane.
Have you made them since?
Yeah, we microwave them now.
Hey, thanks, Jane. Have a top day today.
Shelby in Manura, kitchen fire. What caught on fire?
Corn kernels.
corn kernels.
Okay.
Okay, so making some popcorn?
Yeah, well, I was just experimenting. I had no idea how to make popcorn at the time. So home alone, thought, why not try it? So put on a heap of oil, heated it up on high, didn't realise how hot it needed to be.
Yeah.
Waited like 15 minutes, you know, the oil should be hot enough by then. So I just grabbed some frozen corn kernels out of the freezer and proceeded to throw them into the fryer.
Oh, dear.
It exploded. It just sparked up. Next thing, there's paper towel beside it. It went up in flames. Yeah. So I was like 13, I think. Yeah, I was having a day off school. I was stupid enough to carry the pot of flaming oil outside and caught the curtain on the way out.
Oh, no.
Which was then resulted in me grabbing the curtain from the other side and ripping it down dragging it out and just like left it outside on flames. Like, I had no idea what to do. I was like, Dad's just going to have to forgive me. This is just going to happen. You know, like.
I do love that you said, Shelby, that I actually called my dad first and not the fireys. And he's like, hang on.
Yeah, I called him because I'm like, Dad, I've got a fire. And he's like, why don't you call the fire again? I'm like, I don't know if it's that big. Like, you've got to call them. It's like calling a paramedic when you hurt yourself. Like, when do you know if it's dangerous enough or not? Like.